Want to hack a satellite? It might be easier than you think. In PC Magazine by Max Eddy on March 7th. Satellites suffer from many of the same security flaws as earthbound devices. At RSA, Bill Malik, VP of Infrastructure Strategies at Trend Micro, outlines how best to keep them safe. San Francisco. Just because a satellite is high up in orbit doesn't mean it's beyond the reach of a determined hacker, as outlined by security experts here at the RSA conference. Satellites are basically Internet of Things, IoT, devices, said Bill Malik, VP of Infrastructure Strategies at Trend Micro. They're snazzy. They're wild. It's space. But they're IoT devices, he said. Malik went through the history of satellites from Sputnik to the TDRS satellites used in NASA's Orbital Communication Network. Over the 50 years that humanity has been launching things into orbit, satellites have suffered from many of the same security flaws as earthbound devices. The range of vulnerabilities is astounding, Malik said. Sputnik 1, Malik said, demonstrated we could put stuff up there, talk to it, and anyone could hear it. The Soviets' famous pings could be heard by anyone with a shortwave radio. Even with Skylab, an early orbital outpost built by NASA, anyone could potentially tune in. Transmissions were not encrypted. You could listen to what was going on, said Malik. This is because satellite hardware is limited in how it can process encrypted data without running out of power, in addition to the delay inherent in trying to communicate with something in space. Malik presented the Voyager probe as an extreme example. Not only does the far-flung spacecraft only have 0.25 megabytes of onboard storage, but it takes 20 hours for it to receive a signal. So if you want to set up an SSL link, that will take 6 days, he said. Malik then turned to Hubble, which had some unique vulnerabilities. The optics of the space telescope, Malik explained, are covered by a hatch to protect them from the sun, while its solar panels can be adjusted to tune the amount of power the craft receives. Both could potentially be exploited. An attacker could point the Hubble toward the sun and burn out its optics, or position the solar panels in such a way that the power would destroy the batteries. Attacks are already underway. Malik showed the RSA audience a list of known intrusions into NASA systems, and several included attacks on satellites. Protection in the sky. To address these threats, Malik presented some immediate solutions. To prevent jamming, satellite operators can have their communications hop repeatedly between frequencies, making it much harder for an attacker to jam communications. Satellites can also be hardened against electromagnetic interference, protecting from attacks or natural phenomena. For systems on the ground that rely on satellite communication, such as GPS guidance, Malik also suggested increased use of GPS authentication. That way, Malik explained, the signal can actually give you some measure of confidence that you're listening to a real satellite. Better than these piecemeal efforts, Malik pushed for what he called a more systematic approach to satellite security. It would be much more comprehensive and effective security orchestration, said Malik, meaning you ought to be able to wield the appropriate kinds of protections in space in response to changing conditions in the satellite. While newer satellites are using encryption, Malik stressed that more monitoring and logging of transmission traffic, as well as more sophisticated means of monitoring and detecting activity on the satellite, were needed. He also recommended that industry think carefully about whether a satellite is the best solution for a particular need and to secure the information being sent and received from existing satellites. Whatever you send up, it will send back down, so it's up to you to make sure that transmission is protected at both ends, said Malik. He also called for greater regulation and more standards on satellite design. For the most part, every company that puts together a satellite uses its own security architecture, he said. An increasing threat. This isn't the first time we've seen satellites and satellite communications be the focus of security research. At Black Hat, a researcher demonstrated that satellite communications aren't nearly as secure as they should be, and that pieces of satellite infrastructure, on the ground and potentially in orbit, could be used to inflict physical harm. The Pentagon has said that both Russia and China are developing anti-satellite weapons, including missiles and lasers. The U.S. has already carried out such operations, like the destruction of the Solwind satellite in 1985, which used a missile fired from an F-15 fighter jet. But while Malik sees improvements with satellite security, he also believes the threat is increasing as well. With the advent of cheap, small CubeSat satellites, more craft are going into orbit. This, Malik says, just increases the attack surface, giving more opportunities for the bad guys, and while the tools necessary for attacking a satellite have traditionally been too large and expensive for anyone other than governments, that too is changing. The cost of an antenna is dropping via Moore's Law, says Malik. Bad guys can set up a fairly sophisticated antenna for a couple of $100. That, obviously, is a distressingly low barrier for entry.